Good morning, Auroville. Today is Friday, 16th of November, and the weather forecast for today for the area of Pondicherry predicts overcast in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with the temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 29 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from north-northeast at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast, again with northerly winds at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 73 and at noon will drop on 62%. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 8%. Following the short interview with Sasprin from Auroville Earth Institute just after the Wednesday Green Kasbah Housing Project presentation.
So the Green Kasbah is our new housing project, which is planned to do 40 apartments in the next 4 to 5 years. And we have planned initially to build 16. Mm-hmm. So we'll have very soon the permission to build the project. Everything is agreed now. And we are on the way to select the contractor to start in January.
In January.
Yes, but for this we need to have residents willing to come because we don't have funds for that. Mm-hmm. We have spent quite a lot of money for the study and now we have to wait for people to come in order to start the project in the month of January.
Okay. And so from January it's possible to live in the...
No. In January we'll start to do the work. In fact, you see, a building like this, we have 16 apartments on 4 floors. Mm-hmm. It will take about 2 years to be built. This means people who want an apartment today, they have to book it, they have to follow the process of Auroville, and then the building will be ready to live in only in 2015.
Okay.
That's why the cost that we have the cost of today of about 13,000 rupees a square meter finished building, mm-hmm. plus installation added to it. But in 2015, we plan to have it at 15,600 rupees a square meter. Okay. Because we have planned the inflation on 2 years for what people will have to pay at the end of the project.
Okay. So what kind of techniques did you work on it? And you work with your compressed?
Yes. So what we used compressed, in fact, we used stabilized earth, which is compressed with a machine. Mm-hmm. And we add only 5% cement to the earth with a little sand. Mm-hmm. And then the soil is compressed into a machine, which has been manual until now. But for the Green Kasbah, we'll have a hydraulic machine. That means productivity will be higher, strength will be even higher. Already today, our blocks are about twice stronger than the fabrics from the village. And the hydraulic press will be even better than that. The blocks cost less than the fabrics. And especially, they consume much less energy. Mm-hmm. Comparing to the fabrics from the village, our blocks, they consume 10.7 times less energy than the fabrics. And in terms of carbon emission, they are about 12.5 times less than the fabrics.
Okay. How many square meters per module you plan for family?
In fact, we have different sizes. We have basically 4 different types of apartments. Mm-hmm. The largest one is a 2-bedroom unit with a living room and kitchen and 2-bedroom for about 75 square meters, which is okay for a family of 4. Mm-hmm. The smallest one is 26 square meters for a studio with 1 person only. And then you have in between scales at 42 and 66 square meters. With 1 bedroom or studio with 1 bedroom or just studio with only 1 living room.
Okay. Where it will be located? Where is planned to be located?
So this is located when you take the Radal of Vikas, you go towards Priyatna. Mm-hmm. It is just between Priyatna and Realization.
Okay.
Just at the feet of the water tank.
And the last question is why did you choose to make like models of living, like maybe houses, or do you find any kind of advantage in this way?
I mean apartments?
Yeah.
But why apartments? Because Auroville is meant to be a city and mm-hmm. we cannot build a city like they do in the USA with only separate houses. That means we have to build a multi-floors building. Mm-hmm. And what we try to do in the Green Kasbah is to limit the cutting of trees because we have a lot of trees on the site. Mm-hmm. So that's why we integrated totally the buildings among the trees. We'll still have to cut a little trees here and there, but we try to preserve the nature on the site. And then for that, you have to build higher. Like just to the example of Roger Anger. Well, Roger Anger is known for his galaxy concept, for what he did in Auroville, but in Grenoble, in France, he had to build on a very small site, I think 96 apartments. And there was two choices, either to have separate houses like you have in USA or in France, everywhere, no, or to build a multi-story building. And what he did was to build a multi-story building to preserve the park on the feet of the building, to have maximum green around the building, and then multi-floors in the city of Grenoble. So we tried to have four floors, because four floors is still acceptable to go up by feet without any lift, and then have something dense in terms of inhabitants per square meter, but still to have enough green space in between for people to have nice gardens, and common gardens, not private gardens, but just common spaces with green and grass and bushes and flowers and trees.
That's it.
Thank you.
Right now we experience in Town Hall a two-day seminar on Pondicherry, France, on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the Euro transfer of the French establishment in India to the Union of India, August 1962. The Pavilion de France à Auroville and the Central University of Pondicherry, Center for European Studies, are organizing a two-day seminar on the theme The Treaty of Cession, 50 years later, Pondicherry and France. The seminar is held at the Multimedia Center in Town Hall today and tomorrow, and on these occasions of the seminar, three events will be held. Tonight at 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we can see an Odyssey dance performance by Rekha Tandon, Smriti and Srishti, blended with recitations of French and Indian classics. At the Town Hall, until 18th of November, is on a display Architecture of Pondicherry, an exhibition of the architecture of Pondicherry prepared by Intact, and at Cinema Paradiso today and tomorrow we can see historical documents and photo exhibition, which is an exhibition organized on the Euro transfer of the French establishments to the Union of India prepared by the National Archives of India from Pondicherry Record Center. On Sunday, 18th of November from 10 to 11 a.m., we are invited to a Mohana Cultural Center in Sanjeevi Nagar to a Children's Day program. There will be a culture program by the Mohana culture students, and there will be a tree plantation program afterward. The University of Human Unity is sponsoring 2 6-week courses in philosophy to be held in Savitri Bhavan on Saturday mornings from December 1st through January 5th and between 9:30 to 12:15 p.m. First sessions will be Critical Thinking, Modern Symbolic Logic, presented by Shivi Elamburanan, and then it will be followed the Philosophy of Evolution, Mind and Supermind, presented by Rod Hamser. Whatever the appearance we must bear, whatever our strong ills and present fate, when nothing we can see but drift and bail, a mighty guidance leads us still through all. Brochure Aurobindo in Savitri. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.